Hello. I'm here to give the spiritual reading or the meditation, but doing a little research and reading on the homelessness issue, I find that it's not very spiritual or uplifting. It's pretty mundane and discouraging. So I'm going to start with an excerpt from a book called The Last Resort, Living in a Transient Hotel. And then I'll do a poem by Jane Kenyon, which is a little bit more on the upside. And I didn't wear my proper eyewear, so I'm going to have to be going up and down here with the glasses. So here we go. Went to Martinez today to the housing authority there to try to expedite my application for subsidized housing. Another ordeal which could have just as easily been taken care of by mail. I left the hotel at 11 a.m. and was still 15 minutes late for my 2 o'clock appointment. I had enough trouble just trying to find out how to get to the place on BART and bus. People out there don't take buses. They don't understand it takes an hour on the bus to get someplace that could take 10 minutes in a car. The lady at the housing authority tells me that I need to provide proof that I am homeless. How do you prove that you're homeless? The clerk looks up with a puzzled little smile from a pile of paperwork. I can sense that I'm not going to get a helpful answer. I don't suppose they can just take my word for it. I mean, all these years, I've always had to prove that I live someplace. Rent receipts, utility bills, you know. They even come to your place and check, count your kids, the whole bit. I've never had to prove I didn't live anywhere. That's a good question, she laughs a little bit. So what do other people do for proof of homelessness? I'll sign an affidavit, I'll swear to HUD. I don't know. We don't have that many homeless people here in Contra Costa County. Well, what would you suggest then? It's up to you to get proof. I just do the paperwork. Perhaps you can get a form from a shelter. I don't live in a shelter. She's beginning to show symptoms of exasperation. Just go in and ask for the form. Surely they'll let you have one. I just need the form for the shelter, I say to the woman at the desk at the shelter referral service. What form? The form you give someone when you send them to the shelter. She gives me a funny look. You want to go to the shelter? There's a waiting list, you know. I just want the form that says... I'm beginning to sweat all over my laboriously washed sweatshirt. The referral form. You want me to refer you to a shelter? That's right. Are you homeless? That's right. You told me you're living in the Crack Smoke Hotel on San Pablo. I'm getting evicted. Where's your eviction notice? I forgot. You'll need to bring it in. I just want the form. What do you want the form for? I don't want it. The Contra Costa Housing Authority does. What for? To prove that I'm homeless. Proof of homelessness? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Well, it isn't my idea. Look, I don't know what your scam is, but there are people here with real problems waiting. Otherwise, I got out of bed on 2 strong legs. It might have been otherwise. I ate cereal, sweet milk, ripe, flawless peach. It might have been otherwise. I took the dog uphill to the birchwood. All morning, I did work I love. At noon, I laid down with my mate. It might have been otherwise. We ate dinner together at a table with silver candlesticks. It might have been otherwise. I slept in a bed in a room with paintings on the walls and planned another day, just like this day. But one day, I know it will be otherwise. This ends our meditation.